This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland, what are you doing at Norfolk State today?
They have a breakfast this morning for the alumni and students. I'm the keynote speaker, so looking forward to talking about social activism and HBCUs this morning here in Norfolk State. So certainly glad to be here. Tom, we've been covering voting all across this country, huge issue. You got major swing states, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. We've been covering what's been happening in North Carolina, but yesterday the U.S. Supreme Court declined to restore what is called a golden week of early voting in Ohio. Joining us right now is the head of the Ohio Black Caucus, Representative Alicia Reese. Representative Reese, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
So folks who don't know exactly why was this so important when Democrats sued to try to get Golden Week restored in Ohio?
Well, Golden Week is the week that you can register and vote down at the Board of Elections. And we had upwards to almost 90,000 people that participated in that week alone in the last presidential election. And many of them, majority of them, were African-American, urban areas, college students, and certainly had a major effect on electing in 2008 and reelecting President Barack Obama. Prior to 2008, Republicans were okay with creating Golden Week and Souls to the Polls and provisional ballots. And they passed a law, bipartisan law. But it wasn't until 2008 and 2012 that when we elected and reelected President Obama and African Americans became the number one ethnic group in the United States to get out and vote, that all of a sudden now Republicans are saying it's a bad idea. And so we've been fighting to keep it going with the courts. And with Ohio being so close, it could really make the difference in this election. And that's why this presidential election is so important, about who is appoints the next Supreme Court justice or justices, because when we go to court, we got to make sure that we have a listening ear and a fair ear to make sure that every American is protected. And that's why it's critical.
And in fact, the Supreme Court stated that, first of all, Ohio had a 35-day period for early voting. Then they brought that down to 29 days. The court ruled there was still, quote, abundant opportunities for folks to vote there. But what you're saying is the reason that this was different is because this particular week you could register the same week and vote the same week, and that was the difference.
Absolutely. And in Ohio, we've had instances, we've had problems with voting. We've had on election day, the computers have gone down for an hour or more. We've had on election day, people vote and votes didn't get counted. We had a sue to get the votes counted. It took us almost 2 years. And so that's why it is a stark difference between Hillary Clinton and our other opponent.
Representative Reese, I got you up here real quick here, because earlier you said 80,000 votes were cast during Golden Week in 2012, 60,000 were cast in 2008. That was a surge, a 2.4% surge of black voters in Ohio. That's what made the difference in Obama's reelection in 2012. Do you believe by Republicans trying to attack Golden Week, this is a clear attempt to not have a repeat of 2012, to have that surge of black voter turnout here in 2016?
Oh, absolutely. They've seen the numbers. They looked at the demographics of who came out to vote on these particular days, and they've gone after them. They've gone after Golden Week. We're fighting in court right now. They've purged almost 2 million people off the rolls who don't even know they've been purged, meaning that they've been erased. So we're fighting on the ground, and the Black Caucus here will be hitting the streets on September 27th. Through the 28th, registering voters, educating voters, everything from the barbershops that you and I, Roland, have gone to, the beauty shops, everywhere we can to get these votes out. But the real issue is we need a voter bill of rights in our Constitution. We've talked about it here on the Tom Joyner Show and on your show also, Roland. We've got 100,000 signatures. It's time now to put it on the ballot so we can stop this gamesmanship. And we need all the national groups who are coming to Ohio who are concerned about voting to help put up the funds and the energy and get the folks. Let's get this on the ballot so we can stop this this gamesmanship.
Tom, what people don't realize is that the actions in Ohio, they are legal. We also saw in North Carolina when the head of the North Carolina Republican Party sent a statement to all of the local board of elections that legally they can cut early voting sites, they can cut early voting hours. And so the problem is because you don't have the Voting Rights Act that a Supreme Court gutted 3 years ago to have a pre-clearance, that opened the way for this. And so, Representative Reese, you said to get that in the Constitution, how many signatures do you need to get this on the ballot in Ohio? You have 100,000. How many do you need?
We need another 200,000 signatures, and we're still collecting. We're close to almost 150,000. But when you look
at
the national...
So here's my question. But here's my question. There are 120 Divine Nine chapters in Ohio alone. That's graduate chapters and collegiate chapters. How are the Divine Nine working to help get those numbers? How are NAACP chapters? Because I would think, because remember, after 2012, you got 330,000 signatures that got rid of that voter suppression bill, and then the legislature pulled it back. What's taking folks so long to try to get this on the ballot to have constitutional rights to vote in the Ohio Constitution?
No, I think you're right. We've been doing it as a volunteer effort, and we have had support from the Pan-Hellenic Councils, and we certainly need more. We've had the Prince Hall Masons. What we need now is these national organizations that are doing voting rights, who are funded to come in. They're in Ohio already. They're doing protests. They're doing events. We need them to focus with us, help us get these signatures, put those efforts toward the signatures. As we're going door to door to get people out to vote, we're getting signatures. And we can get this knocked out in a matter of 30 days if everyone will come in and help us in Ohio to have permanent voting rights.
And Representative, wouldn't it help to have all the HBCU alums, such as Grambling,
that's right,
come in and work on that as well?
That's correct. And as for Ms. Grambling, I will tell you that my Grambling chapter, we are on the ground. So, yes, we need everybody, but we need to focus in on getting this in the Constitution because we do this every
early voting. Yeah. Early voting starts in Ohio October 12th. So Representative Reese, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's not funny, but...
No, it isn't. It's scary.
It's diabolically trying to just stop us from voting.
And this Supreme Court ruling, very bizarre yesterday.